سيف إلا ذو الفقار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in our discussion, we want to look at the topic of the eyes of the heart. Now, we know as believers who follow the tradition of Islam, which is a spiritual tradition as well, that Islam talks about multiple ways that we take in and process information. And we have multiple ways that our soul really takes and processes things that we experience around us in the world. One obviously is our five senses, the power of sight, of smell, of touch, of taste, of hearing. These are the five senses that we have, and we take in and process, we take in data with these five and we process them within the individual. But we also have a concept in Islam of the eyes of the heart, the spiritual eyes. And these are, and many times, maybe more important than the physical eyes, because many times we have people who can see, who are not blind physically, but yet when they look around them in the world, they don't understand and see the realities of the world that they live in. So what does it mean to have the spiritual eyes? Well, let us first review the hadith from the Commander of the Faithful, and then we'll come back and do a very brief analysis of what the Commander of the Faithful is speaking to us about. The eye is a sentinel of the heart. In this very short but yet very meaningful tradition, which doesn't span more than three words, the Commander of the Faithful is bringing forth a very important topic where he says that the eye is the sentinel of the heart. Whatever that we see with our eyes, with our physical eyes, the good and the bad, that these have a place within the spiritual heart. Here the heart meaning the nerve center of our conscious understanding of how we process the data, of what conclusions we draw. And we can understand this tradition in one of two ways, both the positive and also the negative aspect. If we first look at the negative aspect, we understand that when we see things that we should not be looking at within the religious teachings, what we are told, when we look at scenes of, for example, indecency, when we look at even violent things, maybe, or even, you know, many times our youngsters like to play video games in which they engage in combat and killing. All of these negative things that we see on a day-to-day basis, they have an impact on us, and we would be naive to think otherwise. And we see even in the world today, many researchers and many different institutions conduct research on the effects of, for example, young children who play violent video games or who watch violent movies. And we understand that, you know, many times it is very well possible that through watching such video games or playing such video games, watching such movies, that we become desensitized to violence, to such activity. And this desensitization affects the heart to the point where we now don't even, you know, bat an eyelid when we see people being killed at home or abroad. And maybe, God forbid, it gets to a point where our heart becomes so cold and hard-hearted that we even don't even feel, you know, remorse if we kill another living creature, whether it be an animal or a human being. As we know that the eyes bring all of this information in, and that's why even in Islam we're told to be careful of what you look at. When it comes to, let's say, you know, gender relations, we're told that when a man and a woman who are not married to one another, who are not related to one another, look at one another, the first look is permissible. It's okay. Not that you're looking and staring and gawking at the opposite gender with a sexual innuendo, but just a general look. That same tradition goes on to say that the second look is against the individual, meaning that they will be held to be questioned by God for why they made that second look. And the third look, the hadith continues to say from the infallibles, is in which lies our destruction. And so we have to realize that the negative aspect and the negative point of view, that whatever we look at has a negative impact on the soul. And it is the sentinel of the heart, as the Commander of the Faithful has very aptly put it. On the opposite side, however, the positive aspect of the eyes and looking at things, we obviously understand that through looking, through reflection on the world around us, through looking at God's majesty in the form of His creation, that this can also have, this can have a positive impact on a heart, on the soul, on the spirit of the individual. There's no doubt that looking at the majesty of Allah's creation, whether it be the mountains, the oceans, the trees, that this can lead us to a better understanding of God. What He calls His ayat or His signs. And we know that a sign is nothing but something which guides us to something else. And so when God calls that some of these things are His signs, as the mountains are, as the sun, the moon, the planets, the universe, this can guide us to Him by us looking at them. We also know that the eyes are used for, when they're used for positive, they can be used, for example, for a man or a woman to look at their spouse in a loving fashion. This is very much accepted in Islam, very much, you know, encouraged for husband and wife to have these sorts of moments and opportunities. Also, we know in the traditions that for a child to look at his mother or father with love is a form of worship. This affects the heart. We may not realize it, but just as negative, you know, negative scenes affect us, so do positive scenes. Looking at the Kaaba, for example, is a form of worship. Looking at the Quran is a beautiful sight to see. Looking at the shrines of any of the infallibles, of the Prophet, of his successors, these are all things which impact the heart in a positive fashion, which aid in our spirituality, in our recognition of Allah, and in our proximity to our beloved Creator. So as we close, we remind ourselves that these eyes that we have been given, they control the center of the human being which processes information. And we have to be careful of what we look at. We have to be very careful of what scenes we spend our time looking at, whether they be on the internet, on television, or even in the world around us, in the cities and towns that we live in. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.